and 3 days of that, we might have gotten flooded out.
Still sounds like an engineering problem. You can handle it, right? Longina shrugged.
We'll work on it. That's all we can do, Croker.
Little dig there. Like telling me, let everybody do their own worrying. That's why you wanted me? It seemed a little weak, even for Goblin.
No. Longo, you don't hear anything.
The toad-faced man made a complex gesture with three fingers of his left hand as he said that. Some half-hinted glimmer trailed behind his fingers momentarily. Longinus went back to work like he was deaf. It's so important you need to cut him out?
He talks. He don't mean no harm, but he can't help repeating everything he hears.
And makes it better when he tells it, I know. All right, tell me.
Something has happened with the Shadow Master. He's changed. Me and One Eye only decided for sure about an hour ago, but we think it's been going on for a while. He's just kept us from seeing it.
What? Goblin leaned closer as though Longinus might yet eavesdrop.
He's gotten well, Mergen. He's just about back to normal. He's been getting his feet under him before he comes down on us with them both at once. We also decided that he is hiding the change more from his buddy Longshadow than he is from us. We don't scare him that much.
I stiffened, recalling strange behavior on the encircling plane going on right now. Oh, shit.
What?
He's going to come tonight. Real soon. They were moving into position when I came down. I thought it was just the usual. We'd better go full alert. I headed out of there with what energy I had, announcing the alert wherever I saw anybody. Chapter 9. Shadow Spinner did not hurry. The company took its positions on the wall. The Taglian rabble we led got as ready as they ever get. I sent warning to Mogaba and Speaker Kidam. Mogaba is a jerk and a lunatic, but not a complete fool. He believes he keeps the job separate from personalities. If Goblin claimed we were in big trouble, he would listen. Alarms sounded everywhere. Shouts of anger at being anticipated rose outside the wall. The civilian population began to respond. Fear swept the darkened streets. This felt bigger than usual. As always, the old-timers among the Jaikuri recalled the first coming of the Shadow Masters. Back then, the enemy first wave consisted of deadly flickers of darkness.
One Eye! Any shadows out there?
Won't be any of those, Mergen. They have to come up from Shadow Catch. Long Shadow would have to be in on it.
Good. I've seen what the shadows can do on a small scale. The Jaikuri were right to be scared.